Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom of the saints who, you know, who lived kind of heaven on earth, you know? So it's not just heaven as in saints past, you know, alive and church triumphant, but also saints live in heaven on earth.
Yes. You know? Yes. Well, the Lord told us that we could experience the kingdom here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That the kingdom begins here. It's not that
the kingdom of God is among you.
Is among you. It is here.
With you.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we do all of this to help us to navigate the tumult of this crazy life. So today we're going to answer the question, there's one question the devil desperately wants that nobody ask.
He does want it.
He wants that nobody ask. It's a double negative,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone to ask.
Right. There is a question that the devil does not want you to ask yourself.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So that was Dan speak, and that was my translation of Dan speak.
The devil ain't want nobody to. Sorry.
Okay. What is that question, Dan Burke, that the devil does not want us to ask?
Well, before we answer that question.
Okay.
And we are dead serious, by the way. We're not kidding. There is a question he doesn't want you to ask, and it's an incredibly dangerous question to the enemy can change everything if you ask it and then deal with the implications of what it means. Mm-hmm. But the reason we're bringing this up, of course, is, you know, in radio, you're really supposed to you're supposed to be evergreen. Every show should be able to be played at any time of the year. We just said, whatever. You know, we're recording right now near the end of 2024. If you see this in another year, it's still going to apply, you know, in 2025. And whether or not you listen to this, you know, in December of 2024 or whenever you listen to it, it is completely relevant. But we're in this time as we're heading into Advent where people are rightly, you know, dealing with this question, if they're a Catholic oriented to tradition and all the graces of tradition, where they're saying, is the King of Kings, is the coming King, am I ready to receive him? Mm-hmm. Am I ready to receive him? Have I fully received him already yet in my life? But he's coming. You know, he's come, but he's coming, you know, into our hearts, and then he's coming again. There's three comings of Christ. And this orientation this time of year to ask the question, is my heart fully open and ready so that when he comes again, or that when my life is over, mm-hmm. I meet him, I hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
And there's one question that can tell you if you're on the right track or off track. And it's fascinating because in business, I used to be a business management consultant, a strategy consultant. I discovered that there are just a few questions you can ask a CEO to determine the trajectory of their institution. Are they heading upward in growth and flourishing, or are they heading backward? And then to come across this question, and I don't even remember when it hit me, and I don't know if it's from me or what. I don't know where it came from. Let's just call it the Holy Spirit, because it's a great question. Realize, this is that one question. Mm-hmm. So if you're ready this year to really, or whenever you're hearing this, if you are ready for a different kind of life, ask this question.
Yeah.
If you're not, don't bother, because it's sort of dangerous to know the answer and then do nothing.
Yeah.
It's actually not sort of dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. The question comes up to me is, it's kind of where I was when I came right before my rebirth. Uh-huh. And it was kind of, you know, this internal question, are you tired of being sick and tired?
Yeah.
You know, are you tired of being sick and tired and miserable? And
are you done yet with the pigs?
Are you done yet? You know, are you done yet?
Right.
Are you done doing things your way? You know, steeped in your brokenness, your victimhood, your just all the self-reliance.
Patterns of sin.
Your patterns of brokenness. Are you tired? Are you yet sick and tired of living as an orphan?
Right.
Are you tired of living as an orphan? When are you going to accept your sonship?
Right.
Your daughtership.
Yeah.
Into the kingdom of God.
So that's one type of person that's listening.
Yeah.
There's another kind, which is someone who's been pretty devout, but maybe what I would call dangerously self-satisfied.
Mm. Slipping into complacency.
Yeah, maybe they don't know.
I don't kick puppies.
They may not know.
I haven't murdered anybody. Yeah. I hold open doors.
Yeah, I go to Mass every Sunday. I go to confession, you know, once a year.
I try to remember to do my rosary on occasion.
So there's that person. Then there's the devout person.
Right.
Similar.
Yeah.
Because this question unravels all these problems, by the way. Let's call the person very devout, prays the rosary every day, goes to Mass every day, you know, checking off all the boxes.
Right.
This question can unravel their life as well. If asked honestly and dealt with honestly, and it will unravel lies, barriers, wounds. It will unravel. Unravel is not the right thing. I think it's reveal.
Right.
And then the unraveling comes when we begin to cooperate with the Lord to deal with the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. So do you want to do the question?
Well, I was about to say, Dan, what's the question?
What's the question?
Would you please just tell me the question?
This question the devil doesn't want you to ask.
Right.
The question is, and it's funny because I should have like a rote way of asking it, but I don't. A little more setup because, you know, I know people out there are like, would you please just ask the question? We also pose this to our community every year, to Apostolic VA community, similarly, because it's just so powerful. But the question is, are you different now at this moment than you were last year in terms of holiness, love, etc.?
Are you better?
Are you better? And yeah. I think Galatians 5 is the best list. You know, if you want a list of like, ranking love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yeah.
Are you more loving? Are you more peaceful? Are you more patient?
That's
are you mind more kind?
Golden.
Are you more gentle? Are you do you have greater self-control?
Yeah. Are you more patient? Wow.
Right.
You know, those are huge questions because you can look, you can drill down on each one of those things.
Right.
And if you don't feel convicted on some of them, you may not be honest with yourself, you know. Or you are doing incredibly well and you are growing in all those virtues, but those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's an indicator that God is working in and through you, that He's animating your thoughts, your heart, your actions, mm-hmm. your behaviors, your day to day, right? And if He's not, who is?
Right.
Right. Because it's either the world, the flesh, or the enemy.
Yeah.
You are either being animated by Christ and His Holy Spirit and the Father, and your life is completely oriented to Him, or it's not.
Right.
There really isn't middle ground. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions out there is status quo is okay. It doesn't exist.
Now, there are a couple of secrets to asking this question. Kind of the safe one, which may not get you very far, because the human person has an infinite capacity for self-delusion. We have blind spots, and they're called blind spots because we can't see them without the aid of another, you know, and then recalling what God the Father said through St. Catherine of Siena, in essence, I've designed you in such a way that you in and of yourself are insufficient to get to heaven, which means you need other people, which right. means you need people to see your blind spots, to help you understand these things. So if you ask yourself the question, that's okay, but you're going to tend to be not very honest with yourself, just as a norm. It just works that way.
Or the spiritual blindness.
Yeah, you just won't see it, even if you want to.
Right, it's going to be veiled for me. Right.
But like the secret is to ask a person who knows you the best. Mm-hmm. So if you're married, your spouse. If you're not married, your closest friend. And asking
your spiritual director. Your confessor.
Yeah, they tend to be a little more distant from you in your day-to-day life. It's easy to hide things and bamboozle both a confessor and a spiritual director, unfortunately. Mm. But people who see you when your guard is down, those are the ones.
Yeah.
They see you when you're sick. You know, they see you when you're well. They see you when you've had three glasses of wine instead of the one you should have had, you know, whatever. Ask them and tell them ahead of time, I'm asking you this. I desperately want you to be honest. There will be no penalty. I will not answer back.
I won't argue with you.
I won't argue. I just want your perception. Then I will take it and I will go pray with it.
Yeah.
You do that, my friends. Oh, my Lord. Now, the problem is you have to be ready for the answer.
And then you have to do something with it.
You have
because that's where it's dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dangerous because what you're doing is you're saying to God, please show me. And then if he shows you and you do nothing, you're saying, thanks, not interested. Mm. Bad.
Yeah.
Really, really spiritually destructive and harmful. Yeah. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you a story of a group of religious sisters who did this.
Okay.
In a way that was absolutely striking. But just before we finish out this segment, I do want to thank EWTN. It's been another great year with them. They're a wonderful, amazing organization doing more than any other media institution on the planet to advancing faithful Catholicism. So grateful to them. Please make sure you support them this year end, and we'll be right back.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father. So there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation, you know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life. Those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will, titled Finding Peace in the Storm, with commentary by Dan Burke.
Welcome back. This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. You're listening to Divine Intimacy Radio. We're talking about the one question that the devil does not want you to ask. Did I say it right that time?
Yes. And that question is, are you better now than you were a year ago?
Am I better now than I was a year ago? Have I changed? And using Galatians 5 as a guide,
yeah.
Am I more loving?
Love, joy, peace. Am I stronger in the following virtues?
Love,
joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, kindness, self-control.
Now, what we're not saying is you get an F if you're not better in all those things.
Right.
You know, what we're saying is there's a nemesis in that list of everyone. everyone's got one of those things in that list that is harder for them. Patience for me has been one. And so if I'm going to ask Stephanie that question, of course, privately, she should say yes, you know, every single day. And this is
if it's true, I should say yes.
I use the word should.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's
so, right. Yeah. And I will say, you know, I've asked that question before, and the answer, the issue I put in my rule of life, my plan of love, which we live by in our community of Apostle VA. And every single week I write out my plan of love again. Mm-hmm. And every single day I ask myself the question, am I being patient and gentle with my wife? Mm-hmm. You know, and I want every day to say, yes, Jesus, yes, thank you, yes, thank you. And when I first started this, it wasn't every day. It was most days of the week, but not all days. And then it went to most days of the month, but not all days. And then most days of the quarter, but not all days. That should be the norm, because if Jesus is present in us, with us, and if we claim him, he is. If we're baptized into him, he is. If we're in his church, he is. But we have to correspond to how he wants us.
We have to correspond to the graces that are flowing
right
from the sacraments, from the Eucharist. It's not a plug and play kind of thing. We have to receive that and let him animate our actions, our thoughts, our words. We have to cooperate.
Yeah.
We have to give him permission to move in our life. We have to surrender all those things that we're holding on to, those little idols that have become, you know, the focus of our bad habits and our bad behaviors. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes those idols are ourselves. I often tell people, he won't save you without you.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to, he will withhold nothing from you if you persevere.
Yeah.
But you do have to persevere. You have to correspond to those graces. You have to put effort into this and pay attention to it. And that's why I love using the list of Galatians, is because that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's going to tell you if you're growing in virtue or not.
Right.
And if you look at that list and you go, oh, there was an individual years and years ago, and I had them do a kind of a root sin analysis or whatever. And they were super discouraged because they came in and they said, well, what if I'm crashing in all of these? You know, what if all these vices?
I checked all these boxes.
Yeah, I checked all this and I'm like really crashing and burning. And I said, well, the good news is now you know.
Right. Right. Now start working on where the most checks are.
Right. You just start working on it and move forward, because all of heaven rejoices the moment you have a minutia of self-awareness to say, okay, oh,
help me, Jesus,
help me in this. I can't do this, you know, and I've got to eradicate my self-reliance and cooperate with you and say, okay, this is obvious that I'm failing in this area. So help me.
Yeah.
Help me.
And if you want some resources, Stephanie mentioned this root sin analysis. So you can find that in my book, Navigating the Interior Life, but also it's built into an app that we've developed called Holy Habits. I didn't mean this isn't a commercial for Holy Habits, but it's just a perfect time to mention it, because it helps you both with, you know, general technology, but also using AI technology to identify your root sin, or at least begin with a target area of weakness and then gain accountability through having someone else work with you. Holy Habits is in Android and in Apple platform in their stores.
Yeah.
The download stores, whatever you call them, app stores.
Yeah. For me, you know, I heard somebody recently say, you know, what if you knew this was going to be your last Advent?
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's an incredible question. You know, the other question is, what if you knew this was going to be your last year
or your last day
or your last day or whatever?
What would you change?
But I think in particular, like, how are you going to change your life and move it in the right trajectory? Because to just be where we are and circle the drain, as one of our friends used to say, that's not an option. That's a terrible option. You know, we love you too much. There are too many people connected to this ministry to say, don't stay there. Don't mm-hmm. circle the drain. Ask yourself this question. Ask your spouse this question. Am I better am I growing in virtue? Am I a better human being, better spouse, better father, better mother, better whatever it is than I was a year ago? And if the answer is no, you know, then dust yourself off, praise God that you know,
yep,
and then start moving forward,
right?
Start moving forward, but you don't have to do that alone.
Yeah. I mean, you just said something really, really important. So using an app like Holy Habits, what you can do is just tag your best friend, your spouse, or someone you're accountable to, your spiritual director. It has a function built in,
yeah,
where you can set these things up with your spiritual director as well. Obviously, that means finding a spiritual director can be super powerful. The other thing I'd strongly recommend, you know, if this is tugging your heart, like you're listening and you're going, oh man, I do need to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
The Lord's doing something in you that's really important to follow. I would strongly recommend you check out two forms of community life. One is any local Carmelite, Dominican, you know, Franciscan group.
That's
faithful to the magisterium.
Yeah, group, right?
That can be hard to find.
Right.
But if you can find them, you know, check them out. Check out Apostoli VA. We have a worldwide community. We have thousands of people in groups all around the world who are every week meeting to encounter Jesus together and to hold one another accountable and to support one another. Mm-hmm. Saints run in packs. You can go out to apostoliva.org. That's apostoliae.org. Also, what you'll find out there on Apostoli VA, if you do a /exam, E-X-A-M, you'll find an in-depth examine, mm-hmm, that can help you also. So Navigating the Interior Life has that root sin analysis. That's my first book I wrote in 2011, so long ago. Mm-hmm. And then Holy Habits app has some of the similar wisdom built into it. That exam is a better exam than the vast majority you'll ever see out there. Community life, these are all ways that will really help you, to grow spiritually.
Yeah. And I think there's another thing that is so incredibly important, because and that's mental prayer. You begin a practice of mental prayer and reading scripture and getting to know the Lord, he enlightens your mind.
Yeah.
He reveals to you. He convicts you, doesn't condemn. He mm-hmm. does convict you. And those graces, that living word of God, where you encounter the word in his word, will change your life. It is so exquisitely, incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember years ago just saying, well, I don't really know Jesus. And my spiritual director said, well, there is this book, you know. and so we start reading the word and it changes us. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. To grow to be like him is to grow in virtue, is to grow in the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He is our example par excellence. We are called to be little Christ in the world. And the only way we can do that is to come to know him and emulate him and to allow him to give him permission to work in our lives and change us from the inside out. It's exquisitely good. And the other thing is to also understand what virtue is. You know, Kevin Vost's book, The Seven Deadly Sins, not only explains that, but also tells you what the corresponding virtues are.
Great text to evaluate at the end of the year of preparation for Lent. You can find that out at spiritualdirection.com in the shop area. So I promised to tell the story of these sisters.
Yeah.
Which I can do.
We got to finish. Yeah.
One of the cool things, I did a retreat for these sisters years ago and talked to them about this question. Mm-hmm. And they were so bold and so, I think, holy, like fearless.
Courageous.
That's a great word, courageous. They decided that every sister in that community, where they were all living together in a single house, every sister in that community would answer the question honestly for every other sister. Mm-mm. So, you know, in the business world, we used to call this a 360 degree evaluation. Like you get graded by people below you, beside you, above you, you know.
Could you imagine if families did this?
Oh, dear Lord.
Honestly, like father, mother,
nuclear
and each
explosion
one of the
two. Yeah.
Not if it's done in love and prayer.
Yeah, no. If you know, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, so if you want to just do a toe in this year, do it for yourself. Do some in-depth examination, apostolyva.org/exam. Read Navigating the Interior Life. Use the Roots in Analysis, Holy Habits, Roots in Analysis.
Find saints and run with them.
Yeah, the next stage up from that is find one other person to talk to. Mm-hmm. That will help you to gain this kind of self-awareness.
Right.
Next step of that, so that's level 1, 2, 3 is join community life, mm-hmm. where you have people who are just dead serious about running with the Lord. This is where you're saying about finding saints run in packs and find a pack and run like crazy.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if you do that and you may find that there's more than one area you need to work on, just pick the one you want to pick and just start. I think it was Thomas Akempis said, if every one of us would just focus on one virtue or getting rid of one vice a year, we'd be a saint in no time.
Yeah.
And then when you start working on it, you become aware of others, you become more self-aware, you start to grow spiritually, and you really come to a place where you just begin to heal very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, the whole purpose is to grow in oneness with the Lord. And that at the end of our life, you know, I've lost some family members this year and it has been heartbreaking. But at the end of our life, we want to be able to hear well done, good and faithful servant.
Join us with that.
Until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.